Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live. At all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening, folks. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. It's a great night tonight. We have a wonderful, multi-talented guest coming in tonight, and we are so excited because she is from the Detroit area. It's just so awesome to have someone that is on the show from the Detroit area once again. I am so excited, and I just want to take this quick moment to acknowledge all the guests that we have in the chat room and all the global listeners that are listening in, and feel free to go ahead and sign in and enjoy the chat in the chat room. Thank you, Black Homeschools, for tuning in. Dark Yoda, thank you so much for tuning in. Shawnee Spiri, thank you for tuning in. White It Out, thank you for tuning in. And all of the guests that are popping in and out, we welcome you and thank you for tuning in to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. Without further ado, we are going to connect our guests into the show. Ms. Donna Ricks, let me tell you a little bit about this lady. She is a multi-talented native Detroiter, as we said earlier. She is a professional model and has been for more than 20 years promoting various designers and beauty products. She is also a member of the Redhead Society, where she has been crowned the princess of the chapter. She has worked on various projects from television to radio, spreading the word of God. She is a church musician. She is also an actress and plays a leading role in the Detroit-based urban drama, Temptations VIP. And guess what, y'all? She plays a multi-billionaire heiress, and her role is Alexis Vreeland, better known as Lexi. And she has received 2 awards for playing in that role. So we are definitely looking forward to talking to her about that this evening. So without further ado, we are going to welcome Ms. Donna Ricks to the show. Donna,
Hi, welcome to the show. Hi, good evening, Michelle. How are you?
I am wonderful and so glad that you are on the Poetic Energy Radio Show this evening.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's a great pleasure. One of the reasons why I wanted to have you on the show, first, you are a Detroiter. Second,
yes, I am.
You are a woman. And second, you are a woman out there doing positive things and really impacting the community with the things that you are doing. It's so impressive to have somebody that really that is out there doing the things and has been doing it for quite some time. And with all of the things that have been going on in the Detroit area for the past few years, I thought people ought to know and see that there are some very talented people in the Detroit area, and we are doing positive things in our community. So that is one of the reasons why I wanted to have you come on to the show. So thank you so much again for agreeing to do the show this evening.
Oh, you are quite welcome.
I want to, I have an opportunity to read your bio, and we blogged your bio, so people have the opportunity to get the extended version. But for those that are listening and tuning in for the first time, why don't you tell the people a little about who Donna Ricks is?
Well, Donna Ricks is the youngest of 3 children, and I reside on the West Side with my mom, Pearline Kennedy Riggs, and my son, Michael Paul, who are the loves of my life. I'm a 1980 graduate of Martin Luther King High School. I started modeling when I was 16 years old, and I still continue to do that as today. I joined the cast of Temptation VIP in June 2010. I play Alexis Lexi Raylan. Lexi is a savvy multi-billionaire heiress businesswoman who was a top model and designer and somewhat a drama queen. The way my character was introduced was Alexis returning back to Detroit, where the show is based at, and the characters are based in Detroit, with remains of my late husband, Malcolm. The way Malcolm died was we were on our third wedding anniversary trip to Dubai, and he suffered a heart attack while being passionate. And now he has left Alexis with a net worth of $500 billion. And it's right. I wish it was really real.
Absolutely.
And so I enjoy doing the role of Lexi. Lexi, she takes no punches, but she can punch out some punches, and she doesn't take any, and she doesn't take things lying down. She is straightforward. She don't take no stuff off of nobody, no time, nowhere, no how. She's that type of a woman. I enjoy doing the work with Irene Washington, who's the director, and her mom, Doris London Washington, who is the writer and the producer. And I enjoy doing it very much. I have so much fun, and we have a really great cast to work with.
Absolutely. Now, Dee, since we're talking about your role as the heiress, do you find that with that character, is it any relativeness to who you are as an individual, or is that character very real for you, or how does that play?
It's just a character that I play. Like I said, she's a strong black woman who doesn't take any stuff from nobody, and that's how I am in the real. I am a strong black independent woman who does not take no bull from nobody at no time, at nowhere.
All like right. So it is kind of real for you playing that role.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Now, the Temptation VIP, that's the name of the drama series?
Yes, it is.
Okay. As far as the other characters around you, do you feel like where's the storyline? Is it going to tell us a little bit about what we should expect from seeing that? Because I've had the opportunity to see some of the segments, and I really enjoyed it. It was very intense and very entertaining. So,
mm-hmm.
What can we expect? You know, for especially Detroiters that are listening in, how can they tune into the show? Actually,
we come on every Saturday morning at 4 o'clock a.m. on WYMD, which is MyTV 20 Detroit. If you have Comcast, it's Comcast Channel 3. And then we come on again Sunday evenings at 5 p.m. on Comcast Channel 90, the lease access channel.
Oh,
so you get a chance to see it, you know, twice.
Okay. Now, is there... do you see yourself playing other future roles with other type of settings like this, like in the Irma drama area or any other type of format?
Yes, I would love to do comedy, and I would love to do mystery, but I love doing this drama because it's a lot of fun. And like I said, the cast, we are just like one big happy family. We get along very well with each other. We don't fight. We don't argue. We are professional coming into this, and we are professional leaving out after we finish rehearsing. We have a lot of fun doing this.
You know what? I think that I'm glad you brought that up because it's very important to be able to work around the people that you're going to be spending a lot of time with. You know, I imagine so with you having to go over the lines and the scripts. So, you know, it's very important for you all to have a good rapport with one another, and that is very important with anything that you do. A little bit more about the role that you're playing. Now, can we expect any, can you talk about anything that, or give us a little hint of what we can expect from Alexis in the future?
You'll just have to wait and see.
Okay, I try. So for all those that are listening, so you heard Doris, Donna tell us that we are where you can tune into the show, and please do tune into the show on those channels. Now, I do want to ask you more. You have so many things that you're doing. Let's go back to the modeling for a moment. You have been doing that for more than 20 years, you say.
Yeah, over 20, almost about 30.
About,
cause I started when I was started when I was 16, and I'm still going at it, and I feel that women can do anything at any time at any age. So I started at 16, and now that I am I'm 48, and I'm still doing it. I am still rocking the runway, as I call it, and I'm like an inspiration to older women that that are afraid to get out there. And I just tell them, well, how did you get into it? So, I had a good photographer. I had many good photographers who knew what to take the pictures of and how to present it. And I had good teachers, a great makeup artist. And I still do it. And I'm, like I said, I'm having fun. I just recently did the I Am Woman Expo back in October at WC3. I was doing promotions for Rite Aid, and we did stuff with Maybelline New York, CoverGirl, Black Radiance Cosmetics, Jergens Lotion, Dove, Luster's, Soft Sheen Carson, Alberto Cover, Cody, and we were at WC3 downtown. It was like a one-day conference. We gave out little gift bags with the name of these products that I just mentioned. Had like little samples of their hair products, skincare, cologne, and we had a very good crowd, and the ladies, they loved their little gift bags, and I'm just hoping to come back and do it next year.
Oh, yeah, I hope so. You know what, I was supposed to attend that event, but I did not, something came up where I couldn't attend it, so I would love to definitely see you guys this year, if you decide to come. So I'll definitely look out for that information once you share that with you, if you're going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
With the modeling, I got to say this. With the photo that you sent into the show, I was like, that is one jazzy lady.
Well,
how you're modeling and styling and profiling. It was a perfect picture. But one of the things that I really noticed about you was your skin, how beautiful your skin was. And I know people are going to want to know, what do you use on your skin to make it so radiant?
I use Neutrogena products, and that's I've been using since I was 16 years old, and I still use it, and I do a mask with Clinique. They have a mask called what's called a 7-day scrub by Clinique. I don't know if they still have it on the market, but every 7 days I will exfoliate my skin. I'll give it a deep cleansing, and then I'll put a mask on for about 15-20 minutes, rinse it off, then hydrate my skin with a moisturizer, and that's it. I don't sleep with my makeup on, never have, never will, and that is a no-no. You never sleep with your makeup on. I don't care how tired you are, you must wash it off. It's not, it will cause acne, and your skin will look dull and drab, and will not have that radiant glow that you want.
Absolutely. I'm so glad you brought that out, because so many, you think about, my mom and my grandparents, my grandmothers, they had such beautiful skin, but they didn't use all of the products that, they have today on it. They used some simple stuff, and they stayed consistent with it. So I'm glad you kind of pointed that out, that it's important to be very consistent with what you use, because it goes better with your skin, and it treats your skin much, much better. But, I had to say that you have such radiant skin, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. I know people are going to want to ask, since she's in the modeling industry, what she does to keep her skin so flawless.
And that's what I do every day, once in the morning and once in the evening. I cleanse my skin twice a day.
Absolutely. I am so glad. Thank you for that little tip there. Now, I do want to talk about the Redhead Society. Now, you are the princess of the chapter, so we have to hear about that.
This is the Detroit-based
organization?
This organization is all over the world. We have chapters in the U.S., and we have chapters overseas in London, Dubai. We have chapters in Australia, New Zealand, India, Africa, the Bahamas, all the Caribbean islands. We are just all over, and we promote sisterhood. And this was started in 1998 by a lady named Sue Ellen Cooper, who is our exalted royal queen mother. And this was based on a poem called I Shall Wear a Red Hat. And she started because she turned 50 and she didn't have anything else to sew. Her and another lady named Deb, who's our exalted vice queen mother, started the Red Hat Society, and we are located in California, which we call headquarters. Recently, they did a story on us on the CBS Evening News about 3 weeks ago with Katie Kirk. And I joined the chapter as an honorary member in 2008. And at the request of my queen mother, Burnett Queen B. Neal, I officially became a Pink Hatter in March of 2009. And since I am a Pink Hatter, because I am under 50, we have Pink Hatters, which we are known as ladies in waiting because we are not 50 yet. You have to become a Red Hatter when you are 50, and we have a thing called a graduation ceremony where we cross over from princess to queen. And we have a lot of chapters are having them, you know, crossovers for their queens and for their members. And we basically follow the five F's, which are fun. We celebrate life at every stage and every age. Friendship. We solidify and support the expansion of the bonds of sisterhood. Freedom. We discover and explore new interests and renew abandoned ones. Fulfillment. We realize our personal potential, and last but not least, fitness. We embrace healthy life-lengthening lifestyles. By we maintaining a thriving social networking community, we offer a variety of services and group experience that the Red Hat Society supports our members to get the most out of life, and we have fun. And last year they did a convention at San Diego, and we had Mr. Damon Wayans of the Wayans Brothers and of My Wife and Kids, who wrote a book called The Red Hat based on his mother, who became a Red Hatter, and she's a Red Hat queen in a chapter in New York. And he was one of our special guests. This year, we are going to be in the Big Easy in August. We're going to be in New Orleans. In August for our convention.
Yes, that is so awesome. This you know what, this is wonderful that you're talking about the organization, because I think there's not enough organizations out there that celebrate, there are organizations that celebrate sisterhood, but they don't emphasize the fun, the friendship, and the, you know, and leading better qualities of life. They touch on some things here and there, but I like the whole scope of what this organization is all about. Now, do you have to be invited into the? Is it by invitation only, or can anybody join the organization?
Anybody can join. Just go on the website, www.redhatsociety.com, and just follow the prompts, and they'll tell you how to join, and they will find a chapter in your area for you to join.
Wow, this is very exciting. You know, again, I am so happy that you came onto the show, because it's just so important to have positive people in the community really spreading their light, because that's what you are doing. Even, you know, you're a part of these organizations, you're a part of these wonderful things, and you're spreading your light. And by you just sharing your information here tonight, that someone be able to listen and know that, hey, I can join this organization. I want to do something more, you know, of quality in my life. So, you know, why not join this organization where I can, you know, bond with sisters and meet new people and just do wonderful, positive things in the community. So I am so excited for you and find it very commendable that you have all this time to participate in these different things and put your time truly in, you know, being a life community. I like to talk about the project that you are involved in with spreading the word of God, because this is one of the points that I really wanted to get to, spreading the word of God.
Well, I started doing that with the way I met Doris Washington, bless her heart, was back in April of 2002. She was introduced to me by my godmother, who's also the queen of our chapter, Burnett Neal, and she started playing for us, and she noticed that I had a knack of working with people of the of Christ and doing emceeing different programs at my church, and she's asked me to come and do some things. I did a couple of things for her. You know, we did it on a Christian-based, Christian-centered organizational thing, like we did, we do like talent shows, and it's like a gospel, we did gospel talent shows, we did gospel showcases where different groups, choirs could come and showcase their talents, and it would be seen on TV, and we did some at Coble Hall, we done some at Mary Grove, we done a couple of things at different churches, and I just love doing that, spreading the good works of the Lord. You know, he has blessed me to do what I am doing now, and I am so thankful. I thank him every night for blessing me with the talent that I can spread to other people who will get enjoyment out of seeing me doing these things.
Yes, this is fascinating to me because I'm listening to you, and it just I have this smile, this huge McCheesy smile on my face because, you know, it's so I love being around positive people and positive energy, and it's like, it gives me great joy to be able to see someone else that really spreads the light of God also in everything that you do because you cannot disinclude God in what you're doing. And wouldn't you agree with that?
I definitely agree. You can't do nothing without God. If, you know, you can't do nothing, you know, with God. Without God, you are nothing. With God, you are something. You are one of his chosen.
Absolutely. I so agree with you. You can never get to a certain point in your life where you cannot use and need God. You will not need. There will never be a time where you will not need God in your life to give you direction on what you should be doing and in your life, finding your purpose. I had a show this Sunday where we were talking about people walking in their purpose, and I think that a lot of times people miss the mark on it because they really do not have a lot of direction in their life. It's because that they do not, you know, seek God for those answers or seek their true purpose. And so they're just like they're aimless out here and not involving themselves in different things in the community like yourself, like, you know, being very involved and occupying until he comes and really putting yourself out there where you can be a light. You never know who's watching who you are as a person and how much you are really encouraging them by just living the life that you live. So it's very commendable and to just have a positive person on the show as such as yourself.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You are a church musician.
A church musician. I sing in the choir. I am used to direct the choir, but I'm coming back into the choir because I've been asked by some people. I used to sing in a group called RLW and Faith. I was one of the singers, and I started singing with that group back in April of 2007, and they are still going, and I am still a part of the group. Even though I don't sing with the group, I am still a part of the group, and I just want to thank Mr. Ron Wilcox for giving me that chance and the opportunity to be a part of the group, and that I will be coming back, but I don't know when I'll be coming back, but right now I'm just, you know, enjoying doing what I'm doing now.
I see why you are crowned the princess, because you didn't put in your bio that you can sing now. It just really makes the heart joyful, makes my heart very joyful to just kind of see that, you know, I am a type of person that really, I really find a lot of admiration in people when I see them doing so many things and doing it well. And, you know, so other people can be able to learn from that. So, you know, again, you know, it's just, you can sing. I would ask you, if this was my open mic neck, I would ask you to give us a tune, but I'm not going to put you on the spot like that tonight. All right, this is really really, you know, really an honor and a pleasure. I just, you know, one of the other things that I did want to talk about, we kind of went over it, but we're saving the best part for last, just to talk about your awards. I am so excited for you, and congratulations on winning those awards for your role as Alexis. Tell us a little bit about that moment, what it felt like when you received those awards.
I was just overwhelmed. We had a the company that Doris has called America's Divas Entertainment, International Entertainment, had a luncheon back in December at the St. Regis, and she gave out awards. She had clips from all the cast members and their different parts, and I got a plaque for my award, my role as Alexis. And I have they call it the Tragedy, the Agony and Ecstasy Award for the newest cast member. And I am just so humbled by all of the accolades I've been getting. And I'm just, like I said, I'm having fun. I'm just having fun. And like I said, I'm working with a great producer and director, because we do, everything is done improvisational. We have no script. We just do things, we just, you know, at top of our heads. We do everything in improv,
oh.
and that's what makes our show so different from other shows. You know, other shows have scripts they have to go through, and we just do everything on an improvisational level, and it is so fun.
Wow, that is very impressive, because so many people, you know, you see when you have these different, even the plays where they have to go learn these scripts. But I can imagine, you know, doing impromptu, how more exciting and how much more flavor it can add to the performance. That,
yes,
you know, it's just amazing that you know, this is the entire season impromptu?
Yes, it is.
Wow, that is very, I mean, that's really great to know, because you never think that anyone can really do a series, and be effective with it without doing a script. So that's amazing. You guys are onto something there. I like that.
Yeah, and like I said, everything we do is on an improvisational level. There's no script. Doris just tells us where we stand up, and she just says, go for what you know, and we go for what I know. And it can be hilarious, and it can be really funny, because I know when I first came on to the show, Doris's character, London, was getting married to this guy named Cecil, who is a dog. And so we were at the wedding, and of course, Alexis paid for everything, paid for their wedding, the reception, the gowns, the tuxes, and everything. And I was like, well, I'm not going to say anything about this, but I had to say something. He said something smart. I was like, isn't there a hydrant with your name on it? He said, why do you say that? Because you're a dog.
Whoa.
And we had to cut, because everybody was just laughing so hysterically on that. It was like, where'd you come up with that? I said, it just came off the top of my head, and it was so funny. And we... It was so hilarious, and every time people and when we were at the award ceremony, Doris chose that particular part of the show to show me coming on to the show, and it was so hilarious. And my co-star, Antonio Edmond, who plays Cecil, he was sitting behind in front of me at the ceremony. He's like, here she go, y'all. She about to dog me out. And since she's been on this show, she's been dogging out my character. Tony, Cecil can't get a break. Well, if you was a straight man, you would get a break, but you ain't white.
Well, it sounds like you guys do have a lot of fun playing the doing the cast. That is just so exciting. I hope that eventually that you guys get, you know, do productions where, you know, other people, like if you're in like maybe the music hall or something like that. Do you ever see that happening in the future?
I hope so. I'm hoping and I'm wishing that it will come into light, that we can do it at a broader base as a stage play.
that would be so awesome.
Yes, it would, and I'm hoping that we can take it to, hope we can take it to that level.
Yes, that would definitely be awesome. I wonder what it would take to make that happen.
Prayer.
Yes, that would definitely work.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
a lot of prayer.
I want to ask you this question. Being that you claim a multi-billionaire, do you ever see yourself or imagine yourself actually making that manifest into your life? Or is that anything that you desire to have in your life?
I desire it, but not really. I'm just happy with who I am who I am and what I'm doing right now. You know, if it does manifest, I will give God all the glory for making it to manifest. But right now, it's just a role that I play.
All right, great answer. You know, the reason why I thought about that is because, you know, when I talk to so many people and I've interviewed so many people in the past and you talk about money, because some people, like, you know, that's their main thing is that they seek after the money. But my position is that if you are a talented person, all of those things will follow. I am a firm believer in the scriptures, so you know, if you seek first the kingdom of God, all those things will be added unto you. You don't have to seek after those things. So that's a great answer.
And that's the scripture that I live by every day.
All right, now. So do I. It's just a tremendous blessing. We have 28 minutes remaining in the show. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to be back more with Donna Riggs. All righty.
The website www.freegrantsforwomen.com offers free information and online easy applications for free federal government cash grants that you never have to pay back for women to help pay for education, new business startup, or to simply get out of debt. Tomorrow's unknowns might be solved by asking yourself some questions. Does the thought of job loss, economic, or natural disaster have you worried? Have you ever thought, how do I grow and store food? Could I hunt or fish if I needed to? Where would I get my drinking water? And how would I purify it? What are other people saying about the economy? Find help and answers at shtfm.com. Learn new skills at shtfm.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. Before we get back with asking Donna further questions, we'd just like to take this moment to acknowledge all the people that are tuning in to the show this evening and all the people that are signed into the chat room. Welcome, Black Homeschoolers, Guest 18735, Shawnee's for me, Miss Strong Island, White It Out, and all our global listeners. Thank you for tuning in to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. Now more back with Donna Riggs. Donna, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
All right, we have some people in the chat room saying you have my prayer for it to come to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, what it is great to and prosper is beautiful. So we have a lot of people, you know, hoping and praying that you do get to have that show, the Urban Drama Temptation VIP, become a stage presence in the Detroit area, and maybe even abroad. Who knows? You never know what God has in the makings.
No, you don't.
All right, we're going to, there is so much to you, Donna. It's just, you know, how do you just keep, it's just so much talent that you are involved in. It's just like, where do you go next? Because you've given us so much of who you are. But there's, I will ask with the, going back to the television programs with you spreading the word of God, are you also in the ministry in some form?
Not at this time. I'm just, I serve the Lord in any capacity that I can, be it at church, be it away, but I'm not in the ministry, but I am, at my church, Pure Missionary Baptist Church. I am the church public relations liaison for the church. I am the pastor's nurse as well as vice president of the nurses' ministry. And I do a lot at Pure Heart, basically. I just do a lot of stuff at my church. I've been there. I've been at my church since 1967. I was 5 years old when I started going there.
Wow, that is awesome. And you said you are the church nurse?
Yep, the pastor's nurse. I'm the nurse to the pastor.
Nurse to the pastor.
Uh-huh.
Is there anything that you do not do? That is so awesome. How do you fit it all in, Donna?
I don't know how I do it. It's just the grace of God that gives me my my strength in doing this. And I love my pastor, the Reverend Julius C. Eason. He is a true man of God. He's been our pastor. He'll be going on 11 years in April. He was our associate pastor from 1995 until he was voted in 2000, and because he called in 1999, our second pastor, the Reverend Dr. James P. Caver Sr., went to the church triumph on December 13th, 1999, after a brief illness, and we voted Reverend Easton in February of 2000, and he was installed the first Sunday of May in 2000 by the Reverend Robert Bills of the Garden of Faith Baptist Church. And he has implemented a lot of programs. We have a NAAA meeting that meets every Tuesday from 5 to 7, every Tuesday night at our church. We have incorporated a men's chorus, which my son, he sings in the male chorus. He does that. And my mom, she sings in the pastor's chorus, as well. She is a vice president of the usher board. So
wow,
family is very involved in the church.
That is so, you know, I'm going back to the statement you made that your pastor is a true, and I put emphasis on true, man of God. That is so needed in our community today, and it's so important to be able to, you know, find pastors and churches that you can attend that are truly teaching the Word of God, and people can actually go to a place where they can actually truly worship and know that the man of God that's over that flock is a true man of God. So important. We don't really want to bring out the things that are happening, you know, with our ministries today, but that is very important. To be able to, you know, go to a church where you can fellowship and worship in spirit and in truth.
Yes, and so that's what we need more. We need more pastors like that. Pastors need to quit acting phony in the pulpit. That's all I have to say on that one. Need to stop acting phony and start being real.
Well, I'm glad you said it, Donna, because I was trying to refrain from saying it. But it's real. We got to keep it real.
All right.
It's very important, and that's some of the things that I look for is to, you know, in a place of worship, to be able to go and know that the man of God is truly a man of God. We know that all people have we are human, so we deal with, you know, human issues, but at the end of the day, we still, you know, can still serve God in spirit and truth. And, you know, he can deal with us on any other issues later, you know, and through prayer and things of that nature. All righty, we are going to continue on with the show. We have 20 more minutes remaining in the show. It is just, the interview is just going so wonderfully. You're just a pleasant person to interview. And you're just really open and really, you know, straightforward with your answers. So that is so appreciated. Sometimes we have to pull things out of people. But, I try to respect people's space, you know, and try to keep it definitely straight on the topic here. Donna, if people wanted to connect with you, I did put your Facebook information into the chat room, but tell us how people can stay connected with you or getting, you know, if they wanted to find out more about the Redhead Society. I think you did mention that, but if you can, you know, we had people who weren't in the chat room or who weren't tuning in when you gave us the information. Can you give us that information very quickly?
Yes, they can go, they can email me personally at capital D, everything is lowercase, J, Riggs, R-I-G-G-S, 62 at sbcglobal.net, as well as my Facebook page, and I will be happy to respond.
Okay. You heard it, folks. And I did put her Facebook information in chat room, which is www.facebook.com/donna.j.riggs. R-I-G-G-S. So I'm going to put that in there again for those who want to connect with you after the show. Donna, this one of the things I do want to, another thing that I do want to ask you about the, you said that there were two awards. Now, were they specifically just for you playing that role as Lexi, or did it stem from something else, or what exactly were the two awards?
Well, one was a plaque for my role as Alexis, and another was like a, I call it my Emmy, my Oscar, my Screen Actors Guild, my National Board Review, my Daytime Emmy, my Nighttime Emmy, my Tony, my Golden Globe Award. It's, it's an award. And it has the tragedy with the smiley face and the sad face on it. And it has ADI, America's Diva International Entertainment, Temptation VIP, Donna J. Riggs. And as she endorses, says, like,
right.
Me as a newcomer, as a newest cast member of the show.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Now, do you see yourself in the future getting more awards like this for your role as Lexi?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do, because I have a lot of, you know, my family, and they will either stay up at 4 o'clock in the morning, or they will tape it, set their DVRs at 4 o'clock in the morning to watch the show, and I've been getting a lot of great responses from, you know, my family and friends. They say, well, we don't mind staying up, or wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning to watch you, because you are so, your character is so laid back, and she is so cool, and she doesn't even crack a smile. That's how cool Alexis is. She never cracks a smile. Alexis is, no, she's very serious.
Now, do you guys find, how do you find time for a wardrobe? Is that something that comes with you being a part of the cast, or do you come up with your own wardrobe, or who does your wardrobe?
I do my own wardrobe. Mostly all the outfits that Alexis has come out of my closet.
How fun is that? That is great. I know you're excited because then you keep control of what you're wearing.
Yeah, I can control what Alexis wears. So she has, well, Alexis has a wardrobe. That's all I got to say.
That is so awesome. Yes, that is awesome to be able to, you know, choose your own wardrobe. Ooh, I love the flexibility there.
Yeah, she has her own, Alexis has her own personal wardrobe. And, I'll pull out a couple of pieces, you know, well, maybe I'll wear this outfit, maybe I'll do this. So the last shot that we did, Alexis kind of dressed down. She had on blue jeans, a turtleneck, and a full-length beaver coat.
All right. I like that. That is really fancy and jazzy.
Mm-hmm. So I control what my character wears all the time, from the clothing to the makeup to the hair, because when it first came on, Alexis had hair, so when the new season started, when we started taping again, I just went natural with the short look.
All right, and you're wearing that look too. You're wearing that look in the picture that you sent into the show. I love that look. Not everybody can wear that.
Mm-mm. No, it's like everybody.
You got the tick bone for it. You got the smile for it. So you're the one jazzy lady there.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
I just want to ask you, you know, with all that you do, how strong, how important it is for you to have a strong family support, family support from your family members? How important is that to you being able to do the things that you do on a day-to-day basis?
I have a strong family support system. My beautiful mom, Pearline, my son, Michael, my brother, John, my sister, Vernier, who lives in Washington, D.C. My sister, Vernier, works for the United States Capitol Police, and back in 2004, she became the first African-American female to have the rank of lieutenant in the 200-plus history of that police force.
Oh, congratulations to her. We need to send a shout-out to her. Yes, congratulations.
And so she couldn't, no, she wanted to listen tonight, but she had to, you know, be there for the State of the Union address, which is going on right now.
Oh, right. That's awesome. That is just another sister. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Doing great things.
Yes, and
now
I was
go ahead, I'm sorry.
And I am, like I said, I am so proud of what she has accomplished. And my pastor is just, when she comes home, he is just delighted when he comes home. If he had like a church that we're visiting and she's there, he makes her stand up, you know, like he'll say, young black men, young black women, if she can do it, what's stopping you?
Absolutely.
And stuff.
That is so true.
Yes, and I love her to, paving the way for me to do things like that, you know. And she's my biggest fan. She's my biggest fan also. So she's like, well, she'll call. Well, how'd the show go then? Oh, the show went fine. We had fun. She said, what did Alexa do today? The same thing as you go cutting folks left and right with her icy tongue. She's like, I taught you well, didn't I? I said, yes, you did.
That is so important. Just the family too. I can't say it enough that how it is important to have the support of your family. Because if you don't have the support of your family, who can you really get support from? A lot of people don't really support one another these days.
They do not.
It's very sad to say that. A lot of people, you know, have jealousies and envies, and really, it don't have to be that way. You can definitely do what you do well, and let your light shine as well, and
yes.
Be happy for that person in the moment that they have the light is shining on them. I want to ask you, Donna, if a young lady came up to you today, and she was looking for direction on in her life. And she didn't know quite which way to go. What would be your advice to her to help her accomplish her goals, the things that she wished to do in her life?
First, I would tell her to pray on it, ask the Lord for guidance and understanding, and let Him show her what she needs to do.
Okay, absolutely. Yeah, and I think prayer is definitely key in helping helping people to really get that insight and hear that voice from God to really continue on with, to help realize their dream that they're seeking after. Because a lot of people do lack direction or motivation or lack role models. And then when you have someone such as yourself in a community that does so many things, it's a great opportunity for, a young woman that wants to follow in your path and with the modeling, the acting, and all of that, to be able to look at someone like you and say, I want to do that. And if I follow pattern myself after some of the things that she does, then I can see myself doing that. So, that is so wonderful. And, again, it's just a tremendous honor and a blessing to have you on the show, really. Share with the community and our listeners who you are as a person. You definitely have many layers to you, and you wear so many hats, and you wear them well.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much, Michelle.
So it's just a tremendous honor again. And I thank you so much for allowing us to interview you and talk to you about your acting and your modeling. And it's been a tremendous, I can't say it enough, it's been a tremendous honor having you on the show. And we would definitely welcome you back again with anything that in the future that you are doing, because it's just been a joy. You know, I've been able to smile several times interviewing you. So that's very important to have a great time during an interview and really appreciate the person that you are interviewing. So
this
again.
This is so true.
So again, I just want to thank you for that. Again, before we go, again, we will like to have our listeners to get your information, which we have in the chat room. We have www.facebook.com/donna.j.riggs, which is R-I-G-G-S, Donna Riggs. And could you please again give them your email information?
My email address is capital D, everything else is lowercase, J, Riggs, R-I-G-G-S, at sbcglobal, that's G-L-O-B-A-L, .net. And I'll be happy to answer all emails that come in, and I will answer them personally.
All right, you heard it from Ms. Donna Riggs. The most talented, one of the most talented Detroiters. I am so glad someone from Detroit is so talented and agreed to be on the show and share who they are. Ms. Donna Riggs has really given us so much to look up to on the Poetic Energy Radio Show. It's been a great pleasure having Ms. Donna Riggs, actress, model, church member. So many things. I can't say it enough. You have so much, and I'm just so honored to have had you on the show. And we'd like to take this time and just again acknowledge all the people for tuning in and listening in on the interview with Ms. Donna Riggs. If you want to connect with her, you got her information in the chat room, and you can also listen to the interview in the archives. We'd like to say thank you so much for tuning in to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. Thank you, Ms. Donna Riggs, for allowing us to interview you. And we do welcome you back anytime, any place that you, anytime you desire to be back on the show. We do welcome you with open arms, and it's just been such a great pleasure. We'd like to say good night to you all, and have a blessed evening. And we love you. God bless you. Good night. Until next time.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
All righty. Thank you.
You're welcome. How did I do? Whew.
All righty, we're going to sign it off with a little bit of J'ai Moi with Beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Wow.
Time you look at something I never knew before. Me, beautiful. But my reflection in your eyes do not lie. Me, sexy. But your fingers running down my spine do not lie. The tears long past and I feel you now and I feel beautiful. Of them.